From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Terry Gilday. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources is fighting an uphill battle against a fast-spreading invasive species known as the quagga mussel. KUER's Brian Grimmett traveled to the lakes of Utah to find out what the DWR is doing to stop its spread and the potentially disastrous consequences if they don't.
The first quagga mussels in Utah showed up in Lake Powell on the Utah-Arizona border in the spring of 2013. An infected boat that hadn't been properly drained or cleaned likely put them there. And in just two short years, the mussels have already become a major problem near the Wawit Marina in the Glen Canyon Dam.
In this one half a mile long channel, there's well over a million mussels in here in just 2 years. And that's the problem with them. They're just so prolific. Each one of those individual mussels can produce 1 million offspring each year.
That's Wayne Gustavison. He's been working at Lake Powell as a biologist for the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources for almost 40 years. He took me out on a small flat-bottomed boat to go and see how bad it has already become in the Castle Rock Cut.
They're just really small, right?
They're really small.
At first, it's hard to tell if what I see is actually a quagga mussel.
So look down here for the black spots, all mussels.
A quagga shell is mostly black, and they're only about the size of a fingernail. But soon, I realize I can't see one because I'm already looking at thousands of them covering the walls and cracks of the canyon.
This little guy can suck in 1 liter of water per day, and he's got a billion buddies. So a billion liters of water every day siphoned through mussels going to change the whole process of how the lake actually works.
When the mussels siphon the water, they remove large amounts of microscopic phytoplankton, which essentially takes away the food from several species of fish. The invasive species originates from Ukraine and was first found in the United States in the Great Lakes. They've now spread to the entire Mississippi River Basin and hundreds of lakes across the U.S. Since quagga mussels established themselves in the Great Lakes, they've already contributed to the decline of several species of fish. Gustavison fears the same will happen in Lake Powell.
So if we're on that same time frame in Lake Powell, we've had them since 2012. By 2024, striped bass and threadfin shad might be gone. Yeah, that's serious.
And it's not just damage to the ecosystem that state officials are worried about.
To put that into perspective, if we were to get quagga mussels in the Central Utah Project, which is the network of reservoirs and pipelines and canals that feeds water into the Wasatch Front for us to be able to drink, it would cost a minimum of about $22 million a year to clean up.
Jordan Nielsen is the Aquatic Invasive Species Program Coordinator for the DWR. He says that nightmare scenario might have already happened. At the end of last year, DWR biologists found evidence of juvenile quagga mussels, or veligers, in Deer Creek Reservoir in Provo Canyon. But finding juvenile mussels doesn't mean that an adult population is becoming established. To determine if the scare is real, Nielsen and his team of biologists will monitor the reservoir for the next 3 years. I went with Nielsen on a recent trip to Deer Creek to watch as they took water samples and attached small pieces of vinyl fencing to buoys.
What it does is it gives it a lot of surface area for anything to settle on. So if there are veligers floating around in the water, the more surface area that we can have under there, the more likely we are to find something that actually settles out and becomes an adult.
To prevent the quagga mussel from spreading even more, boaters on Lake Powell and Deer Creek are now required to clean, drain, and dry their boats before leaving. Boaters are also required to let their boat dry for at least 7 days before putting it back into another lake. Nielsen says boaters are an important part of the plan.
They can do more work and a better job than our technicians on the ramp if they just do it themselves.
The state also offers free professional hot water decontamination. Boaters who choose not to clean their boats can be charged with a misdemeanor and receive a fine up to $2,500. DWR officials are also increasing the use of enforcement measures, like this recent checkpoint that took place on Highway 89 near Big Water.
Do you guys have a live well on the boat at all? Okay. Awesome. Back here and talk to them, make sure we're okay.
Well, education is the key here. If we can just get everybody on board, literally, and try to spread the message, these critters may eventually take over, but the longer we can put it off, the more millions of dollars we'll save.
Lieutenant Scott Dalebout is a conservation officer with the Division of Wildlife Resources.
The majority of boaters are great. They understand what we're doing. They're very supportive. They know it's a very, very difficult task, but they've actually thanked us. Every once in a while we'll get someone who's just annoyed. They just don't want to be delayed, and that's fine.
Really what it takes is for boaters to buy in and understand that they're not the problem, they're the solution. We can put all the technicians in the world out there. We're still not going to catch everybody. So we really need people to just understand that they can help us.
But Jordan Nielsen also admits that with more than 100,000 boat launches a year at Lake Powell alone, keeping the quagga mussel from spreading won't be easy.
They are going to move around. We're going to see them move around. Hopefully we don't see them move around in Utah. Hopefully we've built a good enough wall around where mussels are that we'll never see them in another place here.
For now, Nielsen and his team of DWR biologists can only continue to monitor and wait to see if their efforts will make a difference. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.